This episode is sponsored by Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, Core Essentials. They make the best belt you'll ever own. The Core track belt adjusts to match your waist exactly. Check out coreessentials.com and save 10% when you use our code TMS at checkout. That's Core with a K, coreessentials.com, and use the code TMS to save 10%. Coming up on TMS, break out the Dogritos.
Oh, hi, I'm Brian, and I'll be your co-host today.
Blowing French fries is fun.
Sneaky Tinder hacks.
It's going to be a fun one to talk about. Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
You know what's good about that suppository? When she farts, it's going to smell like Southern fried chicken. You hold that in your heart.
Accuracy and courtesy count just as much as speed. In fact, the three are interrelated.
The Morning Stream. It's high noon.
Actually, it's not even high noon where my new today's guest co-host lives. Brian Dunaway, everybody. Brian Dunaway. Welcome to the program.
What is the difference between high noon and regular noon? Is that summer-like where the sun is at the highest peak?
I think back in the day, you know, they didn't have watches or anything. They might have a big clock in town or whatever. But
right?
If you knew the sun was right overhead... I don't think that actually makes sense in retrospect because it was probably like 2 in the afternoon and they just didn't know any better. But right. That's when the Cowboys, you know, they'd meet up and do the quick draw and shoot each other in the face and whatnot. That's how that went.
We should really do this in the hottest of the day.
Yeah.
High noon. Yeah. I'll see you there.
Yeah. You're doing Harry Carey all of a sudden. I like that as well.
I don't know why I'm doing Harry. It just seems like maybe he's had a heat stroke. I don't know.
Maybe. I saw him hanging out of a window in Chicago when I was 18. Yeah, that's the truth. Because here's what
a car window, a house window. No. I need to know what kind of window.
No, we went to a Cubs game, and the way it worked was he would do his take me out to the ball game business that he was famous for, and he would hang out of this big
I guess that's where they that's where he sees the stuff, right? That's how he cast. Right?
Yeah. He'd be up inside the booth or whatever, and he'd be in there.
The observation booth.
There you go. And he would hang out of the window and go, like that.
I took a big fart, and I can't hang in there.
We were right behind him. I'm pretty sure we caught. We were like Gallagher concerting his spit from up there or something. But nice. Good stuff. Nice. Rest in peace. Hey, it's me, Scott Johnson. It's Brian Dunaway sitting in for Brian Ibbett today, who will be home this evening and back at it tomorrow.
I'm actually standing in today, but...
You standing today? I'm sitting. I'm lazy. I'm too lazy. I don't want to stand today. I'm done. I'm done standing. I'll stand the rest of the day. That's the thing. Like, people see me on the show and they're like, oh, he's in some kind of tall chair. Well, that's true. I can't record when I stand or I move around too much. It's weird. I know. But it's annoying to people watching me on the stream. It's like I'm dancing and moving and grooving. And I can't slow down.
People don't like energy. They want to host this.
Yeah, they want somebody who's like all slunched over going, so anyway, Florida man.
Florida man.
It is the 25th of July of the year 2018. Thankfully, yesterday, the fireworks hopefully have ended here in Salt Lake City or Utah in general. It was Pioneer Day, which means like 4th of July all over again. And banks are closed and all that stuff. It's a big holiday here, and they do parades and everything. And that's great, except, you know, more fireworks are annoying. Plus, we're all going to burn down here because there's so much fire and heat.
What does fireworks and Pioneer Day have to do with each other other than Utah people are cheap and go, we still got some of those 4th of July fireworks left over? Let's celebrate.
I don't think you're wrong, because I don't know the connection either. Because the 4th of July thing makes sense. Rockets, red glare, freaking sort of. You know, I kind of can see the connection exactly, but not. Well, that's a pretty good fireworks off in the distance impression you just did. Do that again. That's not bad.
I do Foley work.
That's not bad at all. That was real sounding, and you could be in the next Call of Duty game and just be in the background.
Yeah, that's all I would be there for.
You want to hear my impression of every movie, documentary, or anything to do with Vietnam, the Vietnam War?
Yes, please.
Here you go. That's it.
You forgot the 60s music in the background. You
right. With the rising sun. Yeah, whatever it is, they're going to do that. Anyway, it's hot. It's freaking hot. I know it's not Arizona hot, but shut up, Arizona. We get it. We know. You're already living on the sun. I don't know why you're down there. Your city is literally called Phoenix. It's about, you know what Phoenix is? It's a bird what's on fire.
Yes.
You named your city after a bird that's burning. I don't have any sympathy for you. You got to import your water from everywhere else. It's all on you, man. You guys living down there in freaking... You know,
hey,
Fury Road.
I lived in Phoenix for a while. It's great. Lived in Ahwatukee. I'll tell you, it's like they say, it's hot, but it's not humid. I live in the South, and now that's hot.
Yeah.
Now you want to talk about hot? That's hot. Yeah. I mean, I would take a sunny day out in Phoenix any day over a muggy 90 something in South Carolina.
I'll give you that. I spent enough time in Mississippi to remember that. Yeah, showers meant nothing. You just get out of the shower and you'd go, "Oh, I'm wet again. This is great.
I'm still wet. Why did I take a shower?
This is the best thing I've ever done. Everyone smells like skunk bait." Anyway, hey, there's that. What was I going to tell you? So Whippet will be back tomorrow. Thanks for all your nice congratulations. Last night I was inducted into the podcasting movement's Hall of Fame. Or podcast movement hall of fame, which is a cool deal. And then in years hence, I'll be able to help vote for other inductees, which is what happens when you become a exclusive dude in there. So that's cool.
Vote for me, Scott. Yeah. Vote for me.
Yeah. Next up, all the Frog Panthers, so that there can be a huge controversy about how we're gaming the system once again. Right. Can't wait. Right. So anyway, that was cool. Oh, I just what. Sorry, something's telling me that a rental is about to come due. Okay, thank you.
Uh-oh.
Thanks a lot, Amazon. I had to rent a movie for Current Geek, and it's telling me that my rental is almost over.
So. I had to rent a movie for Current Geek. That sounds like the worst thing ever.
It not so much. We're doing the best 100 movies of all time.
Oh.
As listed by like a bunch of official lists, and then we sort of meshed them together to come up with this list. And it's cool. Some of it's cool, like Schindler's List,
Why wasn't I invited to this? I understand not getting invited to the Podcasting Hall of Fame, but Current Geek and movies—that's me.
Yeah, it seems like you, but guess what? No. And also, it's just Tom and I, and we had to sit through All About Eve this week, which is the first of the supposed 100 greatest films of all time that I have all kinds of issues with. So. That'll be Thursday. We're recording that, and people can hear our thoughts on that. But it's been a fun series so far. I mean, when you get to do stuff like, Godfather, you're excited, right? It's like, dude, Godfather's cool. Nobody, that never gets old. And then you got to go, and now All About Eve, starring a bunch of black and white actors in the 50s that nobody cares about now. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm into it.
Just to be clear, those actors weren't actually black and white. It was the camera. Right. They were just normal actors.
Right. Yeah, they weren't like What was that Star Trek race? They had a...
Oh, yeah, the half black on one side, half black on the other. And it was like, I hate you because you're right black and you're left white. And
Wasn't that the deal? There was some big racial fight over who had the black on what side and which had the white on the which side. Which obviously is all big allegory for racism and, trying to deal with people different than you. Anyway, we're going to bring it to you today is my point. It's a show. We're doing it. We're having it. We're making it happen. I would like to dedicate the show to a couple of people real quick. This is going to make a lot of sense. I'm going to not tell a lot of backstory because it doesn't need it for those who are hearing it. But I want, I don't even know if she'll ever hear this, but I know some people who will. Let's call them her real family, trying to make a difference in her life. This show's dedicated to Hattie. And for those listening who know who she is, you know what I'm talking about. And we're all thinking about Hattie around this house. And then also, happy birthday to Fred from Woodbury. Now, this is a guy who just reached out on Twitter and said, "Yo, it's my birthday tomorrow, and it'd be so cool if you said a thing." And I just said, "You know what? F it. I'm doing it. I'm putting him in. He's getting mentioned. I'm not saying I'll do this for every time anyone does it, but there was something about Fred's tweet. It was a non... what's the word? He didn't seem like he expected anything. He just seemed real nice and he's turning the ripe old age of 50 and he's a listener. And I just thought, you know what, man, giving it to Fred, Because no one's even named Fred anymore. You're like one of the last ones, dude. How many Freds do you know, Brian?
That is interesting. I don't know any millennials that are named Fred or any sub-millennials named Fred. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think the last Fred we had was like, wasn't there like some show on, was either Nickelodeon or Disney with a character named Fred, but he was pretty much just a joke?
Yeah, he was the joke. The butt of the joke is always, oh, weird, a kid named Fred, right? No one ever names their kids Fred or Frederick or anymore.
But Freddy, but maybe Freddy. That's still, but no one would call themselves and shorten it down to Fred, though,
no,
right? It would have to be a Freddy.
Right, that's why I'm impressed with Fred from Woodbury. He's proudly Fred and damn straight proud of it. So he's our man of the hour. Congratulations and happy birthday goes out to Fred.
Happy birthday, Fred.
Pour one out for me, because we're back in a new situation or another situation that some might find familiar. Now that I'm over that damn sickness from last week, it's time for Kim to leave town again. Kim is in Las Vegas until, let's see, I don't know why I'm looking at my watch. It doesn't have a calendar on it. She is gone until Sunday? I think Sunday.
Sunday.
And she's there with her sister, which is great. That's all good. Those two are taking some kids out there and just, you know, relaxing, getting some time away, which I'm totally for. But I'd like to take a quick straw poll here and ask the chat room and you, Brian.
Yes.
What do you think I should eat while she's gone?
Well, Scott, I'm going to go with cat food, conveniently packaged in a can.
Okay.
No, actually, I've got a weird suggestion that I don't know if you're into this kind of stuff, but just about every morning, I eat egg whites with like some Parmesan cheese.
And, do you prepare that yourself and like remove the yolk from the egg and do all that?
Sometimes it's according. Now, if the local Walmart's has the egg whites in a carton and they're priced right around $2.50, I'll pick that up. If not, yes, I will purchase the eggs and take out and destroy the yolks or put it in, you know, some cat food or other things that I've found that is this use for the yolk, other than putting it in my body. But this past week, while I was over in the egg white section, I found this horrifying product that is called like egg white slices. And so what they've done is they've almost made like a
Cheese slice.
It's almost like a cheese slice, but it's more like a fajita roll or something like that. It's just like it's an egg white that's kind of just like in a roll format, and you can take that and you can roll a piece of cheese up in it and heat it up.
Yeah,
and it's okay. But they also say you can eat it cold, and I'm like, no.
Does it taste like eggs?
I ate one cold.
Is it an egg taste, or does it taste processed and gross?
No, it is absolutely egg whites. They just found a way to make it in a flat form, and made it like little slices. It's all natural and it's not the greatest. It's okay.
Okay.
It's much better if you heat it up. But if you happen to see one of those, I don't know why you'd get it, but it's convenient.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll think about it, because here's the weird bit that came on the heels of that weird freaking plague I had last week.
Right.
Other than this kind of remnant cough deal I got going, which is mostly bad at night. It's not really too bad in the daytime. Other than that, no real worse for wear. However, something about that 6.5-7 days straight of 100-plus fever every day, on and off, it would break sometimes, and I'd sweat, and then I'd eat, and whatever. But during that,
something about that,
I don't know if it baked my brain or the centers of my brain that control appetite or something, but and maybe it's a nice kickstart to my diet I'm working on, but I don't crave the stuff I used to crave. Like a week prior to this, and if you said to me, Scott, I'm bringing home a nice little tub of custard and a bag of French fries and some other stuff, I'd be like, ooh, pizza too? Could you bring pizza? Like, I would be craving all the things that aren't good for me. And that was hard because I was trying to avoid those things, but I was still craving them. After this thing, after I got completely baked all week, no pot intended. Get it? It's the opposite. Now someone will say, what are you hungry for? And I'm like, ooh, salad sounds really good. And they'll say, or someone will say, hey, I'm bringing home burgers. I'm like, oh, really? That doesn't sound good.
Like, I'm very much of the belief, Scott, this is very normal. I'm very much of the belief that our body knows what it needs.
Yeah.
And it will crave it. Sometimes we get tricked by evil things like sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar is a liar. comes into our body and goes, "You need me." And our body goes, "Yeah, we need you."
We're going to get email. But, we're going to get emails from Big Sugar. They're going to yeah. That's not just sounds like a cool rapper name. It's the actual we're going to hear from, I don't know, Pure Cane somebody or so and so, and they're going to go, "Hey, hold on now.
Hold up now. There's nothing wrong with sugar. Sugar's good for you.
Yeah.
It helps your gout." I don't know. It has nothing to do with
it. It helps
gout.
Your gout. I think it makes right. your gout way worse, I think. Is what
it probably does. Yeah. But yeah, I'm a huge believer that our bodies, and you went through a traumatic incident with your body. And so now it's trying to replenish. When you sweat all kinds of stuff out. When you're going to the bathroom when you're sick, you're probably not processing things like you normally do. And so and Scott.
Yeah.
I need some of that. I need some of those dark leafy greens.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. I do feel like that's what's happening. And it's good. So I'm going to try to.
It's good.
I'm going to try to nurse that and let it be the new norm. Like, I'd like that to be the new normal. If I get a sudden craving for something good for me, why would I want to change that back to, boy, I sure could go for one of those frozen white brick burritos you buy at the grocery store.
Those are delicious.
I bought a whole bag of those a week and a half ago, and they're just sitting in the freezer. No one's going to eat those now. I'm not eating them. Nick will eat them. Never mind.
Nick will eat them.
I know how to get rid of them.
Okay, so we know our body tells us what to eat. Do you ever allow the local news to tell you what to eat?
I don't watch local news. I don't watch local news.
Lately, okay, so I threw an antenna up in the air just to see what the local channels were like, and I've been kind of leaving the local news on catching the weather, but then they keep talking. They keep talking after the weather. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, they won't shut up.
But they keep talking, and every day it's a food scare. It's like the food scare report every day, and then they're constantly giving me information that I don't need. Like yesterday, the headline was, gluten-free food is no healthier than other foods. And I'm like, well, it's not supposed to be healthier. Who told you that gluten-free food was healthier? Gluten-free is like when something is lactose-free.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think that, oh, well, lactose-free milk is healthier for you. No, if you're sensitive to gluten, a wheat product, then you should avoid it and you should get gluten-free food. But if you're not, it's not part of a diet necessarily.
Yeah.
It's just they have such weird things they have on the news that tries to scare people every day.
Well, I can't do local news. I can't. And here's my other problem with local news. It's actually a lot of it you find in cable news also, which I also don't watch. But it's that voice they all do. That training they all had when they went to get their communications degree wherever they went. So they've all got this. Bill, I'm standing outside of the courthouse now. It's only about 2 hours until the start of the trial. I hate it. I hate that tone. Yeah. Listen, the reason I started the morning stream, this was the entire impetus for the show, by the way, was that I, at the time, was still commuting and doing some stuff. And that when I would do that, I would listen to morning radio shows, and they sucked. Because they were all, yes. Hey, it's so that bullshit. I freaking hate it.
Then we're going to call somebody and pull a prank.
Yes, and that voice they do, and that laugh that doesn't mean they're really thinking anything's funny. They're just making the sound. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. So what did I do? I turned around and said, fine, I'm making my own. I'm making my own morning show, and it's going to be way more honest and straightforward and just people talking, man. It's not like we're having to make a bunch of stuff up. And we don't have to pay, you know, we have to pay attention to the man. It's completely independent, blah, blah, blah. So that was my thinking there. Now, I'm saying, why don't a bunch of independents get together and do a news thing that doesn't have all that dressing on it, that doesn't have the whole, thanks, Bill. You know, if we're to understand it correct, I can't do those people. What I want is somebody just go, all right, at 4 o'clock, so-and-so said a thing. We've asked for feedback, and they haven't sent anything back to Scott. Like, let's do a news network. Let's do it.
Yeah. And it's actually available. And it's, YouTube kind of already does this where people have their own news shows that are kind of, you know, their own content. And now there is a network, over-the-air network that I pick up that runs YouTube content.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that... I'm sure this all exists, by the way, as I'm saying this, as you're saying this, like someone has already done this on YouTube and it's all going well for them. But
but you like it. You would like to be more maybe in the foreground instead of kind of, you know, on the fringes. You would like for your mom to, you know, turn that channel on and go, yeah, because she's like,
yeah, or we're, and also I'm aiming this mainly at like a local thing. Yeah. Like I think local news is important. Local coverage is important. I read local news because I think it's important, but I can't listen to those guys talk. And the way they go, like,
I actually,
at the end of an article, it's like, oh, there was an article about a bear ate a kid at the zoo, right? So at the end of it, it's like, oh, rough stuff. It's a little rough stuff there, eh, Jamie?
I actually enjoy it.
I hate it
because
they're
so prone to saying stupid stuff. Yeah. You won't catch most of that kind of thing on a CNN. They'll say stupid stuff, but it's by design.
Yeah.
Whereas the local news, it just seems like they go, oh, yeah, get up there and just talk for a little bit. And so inevitably somebody says something stupid. Like I think they were talking about foods not to eat that had salmonella poisoning, and the lady kept calling it Del Monte. Don't get the Del Monte fruit cup. And I'm like, it's not Monto.
It's Monte. No, I'm with you. But it's the inflection. It's not. What's the word?
Inflection.
Inflection. It's the way they're saying the stuff that really rubs my cheese the wrong direction. I don't like it. Really don't like
it. It's like a cheese grater. Rub my cheese all the wrong direction.
So anyway, speaking of cheese, I'll eat fine. Don't worry. We had a fridge full of fruit. I went and bought yesterday. Fridge full of fruit.
Fruit's terrible. Fruity fruit. That's a bunch of sugar.
I love fruit. No, it's good sugar though.
Yeah,
it's
fruit too.
Complex carbohydrates, not bread and crap. So, and that's the kind of stuff. That's what I'm finding that I'm craving all the time is like real fruit, real vegetables, real leafy greens.
Yes.
If I'm craving bread products at all, it's like super seeded sourdoughy, like bready bread, you know, and lots of pickly things. Like I want like everything to be pickled and fermented.
Yeah. Yeah. That means that maybe you have pickles and fermentation. Usually when I do that is because I do have too much sugar in my diet. Vinegar is a natural way to alter that. So like those kind of sour things and pickled things, usually I find it's because maybe I have, you know, my glucose is not in balance.
Is it that old phrase, full of piss and vinegar? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I don't want to know because that just seems like a horrible... I mean, would you like, he was really mad. Let's taste his pee. that's piss and vinegar there, my friend. No,
that's not just piss. That's also, that's vinegar in his piss. Okay, I found the top definition on Urban Dictionary. Let's see if it holds any water here. Holds any vinegar. Okay, you ready?
Holds any vinegar. There you go.
A phrase used to express an attitude of somebody that is, quote, full of energy, vigor, and perhaps rowdiness or excitedness. Here's a doddering old man example. Well, hello there, young fella. How might you be feeling today? Timmy says, I'm full of piss and vinegar, you crotchety old coot. Now, out of my way, I'm going to go play ball with my friends. And the doddering old man says...
There was a confusion of vigor and vinegar, that word got confused along the lines?
probably.
Yeah. He's full of piss and vigor.
Now, the worst part. Here's the worst part. Because this is Urban Dictionary, and they like to have a little bit of fun. Right. Up until then, pretty correct definition. The example so far is real worldy. You know, maybe a little old worldy, but real worldy. Listen to what the doddering old man says at the end after the kid says he's going to go play ball with his friends. He says, good to hear. Say... I'll give you a lollipop if you squeeze my testicles.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Urban Dictionary. Thanks for taking it there. You had to go there. That's the number one voted thing.
Nice.
Definition.
But what made it better was your reading.
Yeah, I'm really glad I did it.
I would tune into a podcast where Scott reads Urban Dictionary.
would you do that? I don't know if that's a good idea. That's a really
like
bad
a, like
idea.
Maybe like a little five-minute segment every day. I'd do that.
Well, here's a... by the way, still the top definition for GERP, G-E-R-P. Here it is. Quote, here, I'll show it on the screen so people don't think I'm lying. Here you go.
He's lying!
It's this one right here. GERP, the best orc hunter of all time in World of Warcraft. It says, GERP killed 1 million mobs with one shot, is the example. This was submitted originally March 30th, 2009. It's still got the highest votes by a good few hundred. Then I do not recommend reading the second one. Do not read the second definition of GURP.
Now I must read the second definition. Here I go.
Do not do it. Well, do it, but then regret that you did. Because, hoo boy, it's not good.
GURPLES. Don't want to do the GURP. You don't want that
No, you don't. All right. We've had so much fun. let's now have additional fun in the form of news.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
Today's news is brought to you by Joust for Fun. Have you ever wanted to joust with a Yeti, Luchador, or self-rescuing princess? What about with a cyborg knight, arcade jouster, or circumference of the round table? Well, Joust for Fun is an easy-to-learn card game featuring a wacky cast of characters that should frankly never be given a jousting lance in their lives. Live on Kickstarter right now, Joust for Fun is full of movie and video game references, cringe-worthy puns, and a unique combat system. Today's featured art cards are the $6 million Black Knight and Patched Up. You can go to blackkeygames.com to see today's featured art.
I like it. It looks like they did fund, and they got 11 days to go.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I forgot. I meant to check it today. That's great that they got funded. That's awesome. All right. Here's a story for you, Brian. Are you ready for this?
Please give me a story.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to read you a story. This won't put you to sleep, though.
Uncle Scotty, read us a bedtime story.
I actually have nephews that would ask me to do that. I have some nephews who think I'm way cooler than I am.
Well, uncles are always cooler, right? They're either drunks or cool.
Yeah.
Or maybe both.
Problem is, any of the nieces or nephews that are into like Fortnite or Overwatch or, you know, they're gamer kids, they think I'm some sort of weird family god in the family.
Right, right.
And I have to keep reminding them, no, I just do pesky little podcasts about dumb stuff. It's fine. Yeah, but lots of people listen to you and stuff. Okay. I'm not any better than any of the other uncles.
Right.
And then I lean in and go,
maybe a little better. I really am. Here's $5.
Yeah, here's $5. I also got a little creepy there for a second.
Oh, you did look good.
Yeah. Just a little. I didn't realize it until we were there. But
come here. Let me let Uncle Scott get a little closer. Just a little, yeah. A little sugar.
That's no good. Nobody wants
that. No, it's no good. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Here's $5. Don't tell your dad.
Don't. Oh, man. Oh, I can't believe I'm laughing. All right. Here's your first story. A mysterious substance.
A mysterious?
And devilry have been blamed for 3-hour solar eclipse in Russia.
What?
Oh, those damn Russians. For the Russian Republic of Yakutia. Oh, it's also called Sakha. Sakha?
Yakutia. I think it's Yakutia.
Yakutia.
Also called
Sakha. Anyway, a chunk of Siberia that is home to the coldest cities in the world. July is a welcome reprieve from the 7-month winter that rampages from October through April. It's a rare time of year when locals can step outside without the risk of their spectacles freezing to their faces. A time when the merciful sun can hang in the sky for more than 20 hours a day instead of less than 2. Yeah, it's pretty good. Those must
go away,
be good
sun!
Days.
Go away!
Go away. This happens in Scandinavian countries. Well, where Wendy's at in Sweden, they have this weird deal with the sun. Anyway, it says, imagine the confusion and disappointment then when locals in at least 2 districts of Yakutia stepped out Friday afternoon, July 20th, and saw the sun completely blotted out for 3 hours.
It's disappointment.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the sun.
I find this very disappointing, they said, and then went back to... We'll go back and make vodka all day. says here... where were we here? According to the regional news site over there, I'm not reading any of that. they plunged into this 3 hours of mysterious darkness between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. local time on Friday. Photos revealed were provided and revealed that there was this weird, ominous thing in the atmosphere. The air just seemed to be thick and grimy, like a big haze of greasy black dust sort of stuff. At the end of the day, it turned out to be a combination of their weird positioning and freaking pollution, because the world's a big stinky butthole right now. And
come on, let's be honest. We did it. The Americans did it. This is payback for the election rigging.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, we're just gonna blot out your sun.
Yeah. Why not? And they also hear the idea that it's devilry. I forgot to mention that some people are blaming it on the actual devil. Satan himself got up and went, oh, I'm bored today. You know what I'm thinking of doing?
Watch this. I'm going to blot out the sun with my finger.
Hey, Russia, check it out. And he just went and stuck out his big greasy finger and blocked the sun.
But wouldn't he like amp up the sun? Isn't that like his deal? He wouldn't want to. Yeah. He likes it hot.
I don't know how it works. I don't know how that stuff works.
Satan likes it hot. That's what I hear anyway.
So if you're Catholic, though, Catholic Satan is super fiery. Like, it's all burn in a sea of fire, burn, and there's seven rings to hell and all the stuff they do, right? If you're a little bit more like Protestant, moderate, whatever, I think you all have different definitions. I think everybody's a little bit different on Satan. I don't know who actually sees him as a little devil man with horns and a tail. Who sees that?
Just me.
Just you?
Just
okay,
me.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Halloween. Phew, phew.
Oh.
Do you ever see any Satan kids anymore? Or like, that used to be a thing where kids...
You know, it did. Somewhere during the 80s when all of our parents said, nope, that's satanic. Nope, that's satanic. Nope, can't deal with the occult. Yeah. All the devils disappeared. But yeah, when I was a little kid, like during the 70s, it was pretty commonplace to see the devil.
Yeah. I think 70s Halloween devil kids, totally common. Nowadays?
Yeah.
It's all jokers and who else?
It's all last year's superhero movie is all it ever is.
It's a lot of Deadpool, which isn't entirely appropriate.
None of these kids would ever know the pain of plastic masks that cut into your face with the little rubber band in the back.
I feel bad for the guy the other day. So Comic-Con was going on in San Diego, and I made this, I thought, very obviously sarcastic comment on Twitter. I was being super sarcastic, and I said, I wonder if there are any Deadpools this year at Comic-Con, any cosplay for Deadpool. And I said it in a way that was so painfully obvious, I thought, that everybody would know that I was like, you know, Scott, very funny. It's almost like a million. Sure. There's like a billion of those guys there.
It's such an abundant costume.
It feels like an easy joke to get away with. Well, I got a reply from somebody who said, oh, you wouldn't believe it. There's tons of them this year. There's like so many. It must be because the movie's popular. And I felt bad. You know, what am I supposed to say to the guy? What am I supposed to say?
I played a joke, and it fell on someone that was, you know, they didn't get it.
Yeah, this happens all the time, I've noticed. There was a tweet a few days ago where Trump was yelling at the leader of Iran for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
And it cracked me up, so I made a version of the exact same tweet, but replaced all the stuff he said with putting up some kid leaving Legos out at night. So I stepped on a Lego during the night and it hurt real bad. And don't ever do that again. And I did it all in the same sentencing, exactly the same, except inserted
the
Legos.
The mother of all Legos.
Yeah, I just inserted Lego where I could. And plenty of people got it. But then there were always a few people going, is Scott okay? Is the fever still there? Anyway.
Man, when a joke just goes over somebody's head or under it, you just have to appreciate it.
Just move on to the next one.
And go.
Yeah, you move
it's
on.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's totally fine. Well, anyway, Russia, good luck with your next devil finger.
Devil finger.
I choked on my water. That's great.
I love it. No, Diablo.
Here's a good
story. You prankster.
Here's a story for you. A 13-year-old boy has been charged with assault. That's never good. But now that you hear how he'll do it, maybe you'll smile a little. It's an assault for blowing a McDonald's French fry out of a straw. Now, before you think to yourselves, wait a minute, how do you get a?
I was trying to think of the logistics of it. Those McDonald's straws are pretty large, but I guess I could see that.
Those things are like pipes. I would call them more than straws. Those things are monster pipes. So I think this is totally possible. In fact, I'm pretty sure I've done it. It's been a while. Couldn't tell you when. Pretty sure I put a fry at McDonald's in one of their big fat straws and blew it out like a bullet. Yeah. Hey, more Foley work. I liked it. That was good.
Yeah, that's what I do. It's just all day Foley work.
Fantastic. Where was I?
So he got charged with assault. How do you get... I mean...
Here's how it went.
Did he accidentally hit somebody? What happened?
So last month, McDonald's announced it would soon start swapping its plastic straws for paper ones at its restaurants in the United Kingdom and Ireland, not here. So as far as I know, we're still going to get their plastic ones. Big Plastic's got a firm hold on Congress. They're not going to let that go.
Right.
Let's see. It currently has 1,361 locations in two countries, and those restaurants go through 1.8 million straws every day, according to the BBC.
Wow. This is one guy.
This is just one kid, yeah. Anyway, the focal point for all this was a recent court case, and the reason why was the 13-year-old boy charged with assault. In November, the boy and three of his friends were eating McDonald's in Hammersmith, West London, when they started acting like a group of unattended 13-year-old boys. One of them allegedly put a French fry into a straw and tried to launch it at his friend's face. He missed. The fry hit a woman who was eating with a group with her friends. When she confronted the kid, or she did confront the kid, according to the Sun, all seven of them got into a fight, which spilled outside the restaurant, and the boys all found themselves facing criminal charges. After police investigated, the French fry launcher was charged with assault, and two magistrate trials, and the charge was dropped after he accepted a police caution. So basically, that's all done and done with. Part of the reason they're changing these fries is because you wouldn't be able to launch a fry through a paper straw.
Well, now, I don't know. Is there any? I wouldn't think there would be any difference. The size and the circumference of the straw is still the same, right? And it's just compressed paper as opposed to plastic. I think air comes out of it though.
Like if you block it,
a little too porous. That wouldn't work as a straw because a straw has to be. Science says.
Yeah.
It can't be porous.
This is exactly because my point.
That would be a weird straw.
This is why I have zero interest in getting a straw in the UK, because paper straws, and I say this with all my heart and soul, suck. They're terrible.
Ah, suck.
Well, I didn't quite mean that.
Paper straws suck.
But like the way that they start coming apart and disintegrate, I don't know if they're recycled. It could be somebody's freaking toilet ass paper from some point in time. I don't know what's in there.
Like I said, I haven't seen a paper straw. However, to me, it seems that paper is too porous. And it seems that it would breed, you know, disgusting germs opposed to a plastic straw, which is practically non-porous.
Yeah.
I just don't know. The plastic straws are weird, but I would like to talk about the assault part. Where do you feel about the assault? When I think of assault, I usually think of fist, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which it sounds like it devolved into when the fight got taken outside and they were punches swung and stuff. And maybe that's what's being charged here. Like the article's not very clear whether it was the fry that was the assault or the punching after that was the assault. I guess it was the punching after, probably.
I don't know. It's always been a little bit of a confusion for me. It's like, wait, so if I spit on somebody's shoe, that's assault. We have to use a little common sense here, I think. Spitting in someone's eye can be assault if you've got some kind of disease that could actually harm someone, that could be passed through saliva, which is, you know, a select group. However, I don't know. I've always thought that assault charge could be kind of abused a little bit, stretched a little bit too far.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows in the UK? The thing is, these magistrates, like the way they do this stuff, this kid had to sit before some guy in a wig, some guy in a powdered white wig going, "We therefore declare the Queen's justice in this court case, 451, boy who blew fry from..." Like, they had to go... They're weird. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know what they're doing over there.
I do like their formalities. That always makes it a lot more fun. It would be hard to take that serious as an American if you went in and the judge is all powder wigged up, right?
Yeah. "Her Majesty's court is now in session. We are..." I mean, in that case, they are very, like you said, prim and proper and all that. But I love how their parliament is just a shouting match. It's my favorite thing in the world. Oh my gosh, so much fun.
We're getting there in America. It used to be a lot more classy here, or you know, we would make our little jabs, but it was always very passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's true.
That passive aggressiveness is being traded out for just flat out yelling.
You know what I think we do now? I think everything's so loopholed. Well, we need to do a reset, I think, because loopholed to death, this country, when it comes to like legal stuff, and I don't like it. It's just too much. Everything's got a loophole now. If I need to, look, I could blow a fry in your face and get away with it probably because I'd find some loophole.
Yeah, and that's the argument, right? If you can hire a lawyer, if a rich person, if someone who of means can hire a lawyer, they can get around just about anything. But if you're a poor person, you can't get past anything.
No.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's where we're at here in America. You're welcome.
There you go.
All right. America, I'm with Scott, though. Let's get American reboot.
Yeah. Who is America? Well, that's the name of that new The Sacha Baron Cohen show is called Who is America, isn't it? I think it is.
No. Yeah. Is that, that's.
It's not What is America? Who is America?
Is that what it's called? We had, I was actually watching the local news again, and they were in, they had apparently gotten one of the local politicians into a bit of trouble.
I love it. Every time, I was saying this yesterday, every time one of these happens, yeah. Freaking love it, dude. Love it.
Well,
because
that's such a dummy. Why, I mean.
Here's the deal. Number one, you're dumb for falling for. You should be able to see that's Sacha Baron Cohen, unless you're not paying attention to anything ever. Right. Okay, great. You've never seen any of his movies. You don't pay attention to him. That's fine. I'll give you that. If you get sucked into a room where somebody says, now drop your pants and yell the N-word.
Exactly.
It's on you if you do it,
it's
you dumbass.
On you. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like, I can't believe he fooled me. It was sick. He took advantage of my fear of terrorism. I'm like, oh, shit.
No, you didn't. No, he didn't. You said the thing. You did the deed. It's on you, you little rat bastard. He's just the medium, dude. He's just the medium.
I think we're talking about the same one, the same episode. And when you look at it, Borat, when you look at him, it's just like, oh my gosh, that looks like, doesn't even like a human being.
No,
why would you do anything? Why would you take any directions? He looks like the guy, did you ever see that show? Oh my goodness, what was the name of that show where he was all about health and with the blue outfits,
right.
And then there was like the evil guy. Oh, my God. Well, I can't remember the name of it.
I know what you mean. And, yes, he looks like that guy. He also looks like one of the Team America marionettes a little bit.
Yeah, he does.
His face doesn't move.
If you fell for that, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you.
I don't even... See, that's the other thing. Ninja Steve has it right. If this guy had been an actual anti-terrorism guy and told you to do those things...
Yeah.
You're still wrong to do them, you jackhole. You big you bunch of babies. Everybody, Sarah Palin, everybody going, he... duped me? No, he didn't, you sack of shit. He didn't dupe you. You suck. Oh, I'm gonna get in trouble for calling her a sack of shit.
Yeah, you are, and you should. And you should. I'll leave this open for the apology.
Send me your emails. I'll take them. It's fine. I don't care. I don't care this week. This is a week where my wife right. left me for 3 days. I gotta eat nothing but whatever's in the fridge, and I don't know. I got a lot of cards to make. I got a lot to do. I got podcasts up the butt today. I have so much to do today.
Yeah, it's so dehydrated still from last week. I mean, come on. You know.
That's a good reminder to drink. Stay hydrated, everybody. That's good stuff. Let's talk about this Uber scam that's going around. Do you take Uber often, or what's your deal with Uber?
Actually, my dad is retired, and he has recently taken up Uber driving. So now when I call him and go, hey, pick up the kids, he's like, yes, that'll be this many dollars.
Yeah, there you go. I like
so
it.
So he leaned into the skid there.
How come not Lyft, or does he do both? Some people do both.
No, he just did Uber. He found it to be more to his liking. Oh. I can't argue with him.
Well,
why not?
Now you're going to find out if there's something to argue against. Riders say Uber drivers are using vomit to scam them.
What?
Yeah. Some Uber riders in Florida are accusing their drivers of engaging in some truly stomach-churning fraud. Here's how it goes. According to the El Nuevo Herald.
Oh, well, that's a trusted source. Go ahead.
Doesn't that mean the New Herald?
That's right.
Nuevo? Do I have that right?
Nuevo Herald. But why use Herald if you're going to use the other? I mean, okay, go ahead.
I don't know. It's weird. Why not El Nuevo El Geraldo or whatever it is? I don't know what it
right.
is.
That makes sense.
It's not Geraldo, is it?
It's not even close. Good try. Good
I
try.
Love the Herald. Hark the Geraldo angels sing. All right. Several customers claimed unscrupulous drivers have falsely accused them of puking inside their cars, making the riders responsible for bogus cleanup charges. Miami resident William Kennedy told the publication he was victimized twice in one night. Quote, it was total fraud by two different drivers. They have everything planned for the fraud. The scam, which has been dubbed vomit fraud. I love it. Vomit fraud. Put that in the titles tonight, everybody. That's a good one today. It's not tonight. It's morning. Anyway, here's what they do. It's been around for a couple of years. Reports of it have surfaced recently, including New York, California, maybe mainly coastal stuff. Sorry, you get all this stuff. The shysters will reportedly pick up a customer up, deliver them to their intended destination, and then report to Uber the individual vomited in the vehicle. Drivers allegedly provide the company with fake pictures of the mess, whereupon the company hits the passenger with a large cleanup bill. One Uber driver who asked the El Nuevo Herald to remain anonymous says she is aware of the scam and knows drivers in South Florida who have done it. They've been doing this for a long time, she said. Many people will review their email or credit card statements. So the drivers wind up pocketing $80 to $150 on these scams.
That just seems like a huge waste of everybody's time.
Well, unless you're a scammer and you want to make a little cash.
Okay, so in order of effort v profit, how is throwing, even if it's fake vomit in the back of your car, you still got to clean it up, and then you got to go through all the paperwork and the process, and for what, $80?
Well, all your
there's a lot of things you can do to
all you got
to
do. You could go to images.google.com and just find some pre-shots. You don't even have to make the mess. You don't have to do any of that. Or you just go buy rubber vomit at the freaking novelty store. They have those still, right? Is that a thing I can do?
Yeah, that's totally a thing, Scott.
Really? Can I go to?
I don't know.
I can't go to the Keyhole or Spencer's anymore and just buy
probably so. That and some spicy gum, maybe some gum with a rat trap on it. Yeah,
yeah.
I think they still sell.
Yeah.
Those.
Can I get liquid smoke and X-ray goggles? Can I do that?
Totally.
Okay.
And I suggest you put all that on before you leave the mall.
I used to do the liquid smoke thing. We loved it because you'd buy a little tube of it from, again, we had this place called Keyhole. It's not around anymore, but Spencer's Gifts, they still do this stuff.
Right.
And you'd get this little tube, and it was like a goo. You put it in your fingers, and the way you made liquid smoke is you'd rub it around, and then you'd do like this, and it would vapors come. It looked like vapors, but really it was like plasticine, whatever, coming off of that, and it looked like smoke. So you'd go to like a school, not convention, what are they called? What's up when they all get together?
Meeting. Assembly.
Assembly. Thank you. You go to the assembly and get up by where the projector is where they're showing some idiot film and just go like this and like put all the vapors up in the thing. And then the movie would just be constantly with these cloud vapors coming up. And we thought we were hilarious.
Is there anything more creepy than a 13-year-old coming out of Spencer's with all the gear?
Dude.
It's like, I can't wait to pull pranks.
I was so one of those kids, though. I was so into that. Oh my gosh, I was into it.
The fake dog poo. I mean,
yeah.
The card tricks, of course, had to have those. Those are at least were halfway normal.
Yeah.
But always had to offer your friend, hey, try some of this gum.
Yeah.
Try the gum. Yeah. Like you didn't look suspicious. Try the gum.
Was it the
shocking? It never worked.
The
no
shocking
ever
gum or the you know what I'm thinking of. Something shocked you, like actually created an electrical shock. What was it?
Oh, yeah. They had buzzers, of course, which is the spinny buzzer you can put in the palm of your hand. But they also had the shockers, too, where you'd have a little electric shock. We used to actually take, when they first started selling the strikers and stuff, the fire strikers, and you could use that and just, once you didn't have any fuel in there, you take off the tip and you could tick, shock people with it. Tick.
Oh, right. Well, that's a cool homemade way to do that, though.
Oh, yeah. No Spencers for me.
Yeah, you don't need Spencers.
I'm not made out of money.
You just make your own shitty taser in the backyard. I know what I was thinking of. They had a little squirt gun they'd sell, and it was silver. Yeah. It looked like silver plastic, but really it was metal. And they would it had some liquid in it, but it was like a permanent little container in there. It was all see-through. And I think if I remember right, maybe it wasn't metal. Then it had to have some metal because of the shock. But anyway, so you could see this liquid in there. So you really were fooled. You'd hand it to your friend, say, "Here, squirt, use my squirt gun." And as soon as you pull the trigger, it would freaking shock your hand.
Oh yeah.
Hated that thing.
Oh, anyway. So much fun though.
Yeah, I always bought the fake poop, the fake barf. I'd put it in the drinking fountain at school. Leave it there all day. See if
when you're 13 and do that kind of crap it's
best.
Like all you scamps.
Yeah.
All you scamps.
Dude,
when
it was
you're 40
we live in large. Like we had what else they had? They had ninja stars and like butterfly knives and remember that whole culture? There was like a whole culture for us when we were kids for that. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. There was. There still is. We're just not allowed to go in those stores anymore.
Yeah. Last time I was in a Spencer's actually they have a beaded curtain area where you go and you get like sex toys and stuff. That's a thing now.
Y'all have y'all's behind a beaded area? We just right out in the middle.
Well, y'all are. Yeah, that's all y'all's fault.
Right. I mean, because you'll be going through Spencer's going, oh, this is cool like that. Okay. Oh, and now I'm in the sex toys.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta go back. Gotta go back now.
Yeah. We ours was all beaded off. I did not mean that until it came out. It's all covered in beads, and you go through it, and then, and I remember seeing that going, what's this? Because I hadn't been to Spencer's forever. And when I was a kid, sure, there was a bunch of stuff in there that was like, oh, 110 sex questions, or here's a thing, if you push the lady's boobs, a little robot goes, ooh, or whatever, right?
Right. I got news for you, Scott. What? They didn't put those beads up to separate it. That was actually their display of butt beads.
Oh.
And you were just kind of all going through those. Oh, I got it. Look up, cop, look out.
Great. Butt beads. That's wonderful. Final story. This is related somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Not really. But Tinder's users have figured out a sneaky hack, and it's gone viral. Somebody named Ethan from Glasgow.
I was trying to get me some women on Tinder.
Uploaded his photos upside down.
Oh.
Now, why does he do that? Because the whole thing with Tinder is you swipe right to like him and you swipe left to not like somebody.
Huh.
And he learned after he flipped his photo upside down that what happens almost without fail is the woman or the person receiving the photo will go like this and kind of flip their phone around. And then instinctively, they don't like him.
Oh.
They swipe what they think is left. But because their phone is currently upside down, they've swiped right.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. And it worked. So he's getting this way higher rating, or however Tinder works. I don't know how Tinder works. I don't use it. Hey, right. Wait a minute. You were you a single guy for a while, dabbling here and there. Did you ever try that? Was that ever a thing?
No, I did have friends who used Tinder, and I would sit over their shoulder and go, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't have the kind of confidence required for that.
Yeah. How does Grindr work the same? I don't know how Grindr works.
I'm afraid. I think it's the same concept, but different outcome.
Yeah.
I think there's different people. I think Tinder is actually, well, you know what it is. You can Google it.
Yeah. You know what? I would want to, if I was this guy on Tinder, I would want to marry the girls who weren't fooled by it. Because it feels like everyone else who was is really dumb. To me.
Right.
Because so, even I would have gone, it's upside down. Look at it. Then I would have turned it back and flipped it. Like, I'm not a total idiot.
But now he has to question himself to the people that did it, that said no, because were they smart enough or did they goof up?
Yeah.
Did they, were they actually saying yes? And so now he's missing out all the yeses.
Yeah. He's missing, you're missing out on all those women that want an upside down Scotsman.
Upside down Scotsman, yes.
Finally.
No.
I found one. We'll be together forever. He'll be upside down. He'll say, good morning, honey. And I'll say, it's actually night because you're upside down. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Love scams.
Yeah, scams are fun, right?
I got a great scam yesterday. I got an email with a subject line of a really old password that I used about, 1998 or so.
Whoa.
So it got my attention. I'm like, weird. And so then it was a threat to pay Bitcoin. And it's like, I've been watching you, and you use this password to log into porn sites.
Oh, that's the new, that's the new thing. Glad you brought this up. This is everywhere right now. It's really bad.
It is.
Yeah.
And I was like, porn sites, that's kind of vague. I mean, you got to be more specific than that. And then it continued on and said, I have video footage of you looking at porn, and I'm going to send this to all your friends and your contacts. And I'm like, cool. Do my friends really want to see me doing gross things?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah. So I was like, this is so stupid.
Well,
and
I'm looking at it right now. Email scam threatens to release video of people watching pornography if they don't pay Bitcoin ransoms.
Right. I'm like, I'll pay you to release it. I don't remember doing anything like that, but then I did start thinking about it. I was like, wow, yeah, that's kind of scary. I don't usually worry about my webcams on my laptop, but mm-hmm. I was like, I probably need to cover that up. I'm like, let's see what people see on my. So I just launched my webcam, my laptop, and I'm like, oh my God, I look terrible.
Yeah.
I would hate for me to be perusing the internet and somebody send that all to my contacts.
Just kind of sitting there going like this, leaning on your face when those bored nights where you're like,
yeah, I look terrible.
Wait a minute, where's spaghetti come from? And you're just kind of like, doing one of those nights. But for me, it would be like, I want to know who the scammers are that want to sit and sift through my webcam action, because number one, most of it's podcasts. Number two, anytime where it isn't, it's like, oh, here we are, 4:00 in the afternoon, 2005, I think he picked his nose. Write that one down. Timestamp it. I think he picked his nose. Okay, let's see what else. Oh, his wife walked into frame and brought him food. Oh, shit. Hurry up and scam him for his Bitcoin dollars he doesn't have.
Yeah, but I did go to the, I Google searched it because I was like, how did they find my old password? That's what I was most concerned about because I don't use it anywhere that I can remember. And it actually started me looking for services that I might have signed up years ago for. Yeah. That was a whole rabbit hole.
I may have jacked it. You're back.
Oh,
sorry, that was me.
Okay.
Okay, before we go on, need to talk about Core Essentials. Core Essentials, that's K-O-R-E, Essentials. They make these belts. And I'm telling you right now, it's the best belt you're ever going to own. What makes the Core track belt so awesome? No belt holes. I'm wearing it right now. There are no belt holes in this belt I'm wearing. That's right. Instead, their belts are using a little hidden track. And it's on the back of the belt with over 40 size points to choose from. Ever wonder why your pants slip and turn that waistline into a gut? Well, every day as you work, eat, play, some more, work some more, play, your waist size fluctuates in and out, just a little at a time. Well, the track belt adjusts to make your waist exactly what it should be. It matches it. Each point on the Core track belt is just a quarter inch apart. That simple, small innovation means you get precise, steady, and comfortable fits every time you put them on. Removing or adjusting your track belt is simple. Pinch the small tab under the buckle, and boom, you're done. Core's patented design also makes it easy to remove the buckle or swap styles. Core track belts ship one size to fit every waist from 24 to 48 inches. Hopefully you fit in that range. I did. With an XL belt, it goes up to 54, so... Don't worry, fellas, we got you covered. Anyway, you adjust the size yourself using their easy guide. Core offers a full line of fashion belts, including classic double stitch with full grain leather and smooth belts with no stitching, as well as a gun belt for conceal and carry. They also offer a stylish assortment of buckle faces made using solid stainless steel. That's what I'm looking at right here. I can almost see my face in it. Or high-grade zinc alloys. Core's men's belts carry a 30-day money-back guarantee or a full one-year warranty against all defects, unusual wear, or breakage. So feel confident when you shop and know that you're covered. Trust me, you're going to love this thing. Probably going to get rid of all your other belts. I also got rid of my belt. I have old, crappy belts. They're gone. I just now wear the Core one. Visit Core Essentials with a K. That's coreessentials.com. And learn more and get your own Core track belt to see firsthand why it's the best belt you're ever going to put on. Seriously, once you go Core track, you'll never go back. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Save 10% off your order when you use our code TMS at checkout. That's Core with a K, coreessentials.com, and use the code TMS to save 10%.
When I was researching it, oh, you ought to have seen all the panic people. It's like... in the forums, who are like, yeah, but did they send it to your friends? And it's like, no, this is a scam. Yeah, but did they send it to your family and friends? This is a scam. No, I gotta know.
No, it's kind of genius, dude. It's kind of a genius scam. I'll bet we know somebody who could talk. I bet we know someone who could talk to us about this.
Oh, yeah, Tom.
Yeah. Tom, are you there? I see you know video.
Yeah, man. Oh. I was real bored by the video I got sent of you, Scott.
Oh. What is
by those scammers.
Oh. Right. It's so boring. All right, I'm going to play your thing
I'm
here.
Willing to pay the Bitcoin for you to stop sending me videos of Scott.
Yeah, I don't.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop. If I just turn off my video now,
yeah,
he'll send me Bitcoin.
Go after the friends and family. Not
exactly. We know how to do this.
With the computer, right, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is none other than the man you love and know. It's Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect. What's going on? How are you? How's
Ryan things? Dunaway. What's up, brother?
Oh, what's up, Merritt? I missed you so much.
I miss you too, man.
Oh, my gosh. This is quite the reunion we're having.
I know. We haven't seen each other in a while.
It's been a while.
Hey, you know how they got your password?
How'd they do it?
Who knows?
How'd they do it?
It was a database somewhere where you used that password that got hacked. And right. They recovered it.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have you been pwned, I think is the one that I often check.
Yeah.
And so I have been pwned many times.
Anybody who's, and it's all of us, none of us are exempt, which is why you should change your passwords if you haven't in a long time. Don't use the same password at multiple sites, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, all it takes is one of those databases associated with an email. And then, yeah, it's a great scam. But that password, because it'll shock you. You're like, wait, I know. I know that password. I used it a million times. But, right, you know, it's like spam where 0.01% of the people they send that to actually did use that password on a porn site and get a little like nervous about it.
Right.
Who signs into porn sites?
Right.
That was the first flag. I'm like, I've never signed into a porn site in my life.
It's a small percentage, but it's enough that it made that scam probably pay off a little bit.
Yeah. Right? And it also, what it can do is it can, I mean, imagine you're somebody in 2018 going, oh, geez, well, like back in 06 or 07, I was, you know, I was kind of into that a little bit. Things have changed. I'm not the same anymore.
I only did it that one time. But
right, that's right, right. And then, and plus, we now live in this era of, like, you know, 10-year-old James Gunn tweets are going to get you fired.
It was research.
yeah. So, like, you know, I get the paranoia. I get why this is insidious. I have not been attacked by it, but I saw it yesterday. So when Brian brought it up, I'm like, oh, sweet. I know somebody who's had to go through with this.
Oh, I work on computers on the side, and I get, whenever something like this happens, I always get a lot of panicked people. It's like, Brian.
Yeah. I'm with you. Well,
You know, very reasonably, Lesage in the chat room said, well, I don't have any Bitcoin, so joke's on them. They'll make it real easy for you to convert your money to Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. They don't got all kinds of ways for that. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. You don't even know what, you don't even need to know what Bitcoin is, and they'll work it out.
You don't have to pay their ransom. Trust me.
And it was fun. One thing that was fun to see, there's Bitcoin revealers out there that tells you how much money has gone into a certain Bitcoin that was for the scam, the one that I was part of. And it was interesting to see who actually had paid, because I'm like, oh, what, did any of these people foolishly pay this? Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And there, Stoic Squirrel asks, is there actually any webcam footage? Probably not.
No.
Probably not. No. This is just
tying in your password.
Trying to shake people down. Yeah.
Right. Tying in your password, where'd you email and video capturing, and then emailing it to your contacts. That'd be a lot of work.
Here's what I think.
The webcam footage of us, you're right, would be these shows.
Mostly these shows.
And then this.
And then prepping for the shows. Lots of faces of us going, okay.
Yeah.
But this, what will be interesting is they said they had a side-by-side side-by-side video of the porn you're watching and your video and the video of you. And I'm like, I was like, do I like I'm watching porn every minute of that I'm on the internet? Is it, what face do I make? Is it different when I'm looking at porn versus, you know, looking at
enhance?
Right.
Yeah, zoom in and enhance. Here's the other thing, though. Like, this isn't that different than this scam that my wife just about got nailed for, which is that whole thing where they'd call and claim to be with the FBI or the IRS, and you've got a thing that's been so overdue that we're actually going to arrest you today if you don't pay this now. Yeah. Like one of those things. Mm-hmm. And it's not that different than that. They're trying to grab you with, it's all like fear-based now. It's no longer just log into your Google account and check these great deals we've got. They're past that. Now they got to think of ways to really...
Well, I don't know that they're past it. There's so many different people. There's still people trying that one too. But yeah, right. You know, we did a story on DTNS yesterday about Google requiring YubiKey type authentication, which is basically like a little USB key that you can keep on your keychain. And since they've required employees to use that as their second factor instead of Web Authenticator or Google Authenticator or anything like that, they have not been spearfished.
Oh
wow!
Spear phishing is when you not only just fish like you, what you guys are talking about is kind of a phishing scam where you just throw stuff out there and hope that somebody responds with credentials. Spear phishing is when you're like, I'm going to go after the person who actually has access to the thing I want and trick them into giving me access by making them open an attachment or whatever. The thing is, it's easy to get spearfished with passwords, right? Because maybe somebody gets tricked into like entering a password into a field or something.
Right.
It's actually not impossible to get spearfished even with your Google Authenticator, because they could trick you into going into a page and adding your one-time code, which lasts for what, 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So if they're fast, they can then use that code that you just put in to go in and get access to your account. But the key, the physical key itself, they have to have that.
Yeah.
They can't trick you somehow into using that. So that's a much better protection than Authenticator or SMS. SMS is the weakest of the second factors. It's better than nothing, but it, you know, especially if you're in a position that could be targeted, it's not very secure.
Sure. So would you say that my thing where I got, remember that whole Blizzard codes thing that I was giving out, and that guy emailed me and said he was from Blizzard and all that. That sounds like spear phishing, right? Like, I got spear phished.
You knew you had the codes, so yeah, I guess that would that could qualify as spear phishing. He's going after the particular target.
Yeah, and not only that, he knew about the episode. He talked about the show, he heard me talk about it, which is how he targeted me. And I now feel better knowing there's a term called spear phishing, which is way different than just throw a piece of bait in the water and see who grabs it.
Oh, yeah. You're right up there with CTOs and CEOs and sysadmins and all kinds of folks.
Yep. Yeah. It's like Elon Musk lost his wallet in a bathroom. That's what I'm like.
You are not alone.
And not that he's ever happened to him. Anyway, hey.
Happened to me once in Missouri. Actually.
Oh, gosh. Really? But everyone's so nice there. Did they just go, hey, we found this wallet
in
there?
They mailed it back to me. I had my Texas driver's license in it, and they mailed it to the address on the driver's license. It was missing the money.
Mm.
There hadn't been that much, like maybe $20. That was gone. They took that as a finder's fee. My guess is probably what happened is somebody found it in the bathroom, took the money out, and then took the wallet up to the counter and was like, hey, I found this in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Hey, shipping ain't free, Tom. Shipping ain't free.
That's right. Totally.
Yeah, it's one way to look at it. All right. Well, I don't know if you meant to talk about security today, but anything else going on in the world of technology that the Daily Tech News Show host himself would like to mention?
Oh, yeah. Tons of things. There's a Bluetooth vulnerability out there. You're probably not going to fall victim to it. It's pretty sophisticated, and it requires someone to be in range of your Bluetooth device to take advantage of it. But it's also patched. So if you want to be secure on your Bluetooth devices, make sure you get that next update whenever it comes to your operating system. Qualcomm, Intel, Broadcom, Apple, they've all got fixes, so you should be fine. In fact, I think Apple already patched it in its latest iOS update.
According to this, yes, that last patch, I didn't realize it, but that contained the Bluetooth fix.
Yeah.
According to this. So.
There's another security thing out there, but we got all kinds of other stuff out there. The one thing I was thinking about talking about with you guys is the issue in YouTube where it's kind of complex. They're basically using a deprecated API that is supported in more recent versions of a JavaScript library, but they're using the older JavaScript library that is only supported in Chrome. So if you're using the new version of YouTube with the, you know, with the dark background and everything, it runs fine in Chrome, but runs really slow in Safari and Firefox and Edge.
That explains a lot, because I have just recently had major issues with Firefox playing YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Hitchy, laggy, weird. It's super weird.
You can force Firefox to run the classic YouTube design, which will not execute that API and speed it right back up, but you have to get an extension to do that. And for Safari and Edge, you have to do a little more. You have to use Tamper Monkey and then get this user script to force it as well. So it's kind of some hoops you have to jump through to make that work.
You need to be careful about that kind of thing. What?
Yeah. Sorry. That's the reason why I watch all my YouTube videos through MPS YouTube.
I see.
Command line, and then output that to MPV. Got this. I don't need your scripting.
You got no design elements getting in your way.
No.
I don't need no ads. I don't need nothing.
You don't need comments. You don't need anything. I get it. I see where you're at. But here's the thing. That annoys me. That annoys me. Okay, here's why it annoys me. Because then doesn't this put them in a position... you never want to be when you're one of the big leaders in browser stuff, right? Whether you're Microsoft at the time that they were the biggest, or you're Google now, or you're, you know, whoever. I don't even care if you're Firefox or somebody smaller. You need to cover your butts on that kind of stuff, because that can be perceived as unfair practices, right? Like, you're dominating a part of the market, and now you're making it worse because you have a deprecation problem with JavaScript that's making it so other browsers can't use a site that you also own. Like, that's just bad. They gotta fix that.
YouTube doesn't want it to be harder to watch videos on non-Chrome browsers, because YouTube is not the Chrome team. In fact, it's an entirely separate company with its own CEO under Google.
Right.
So YouTube itself is not sitting there like, ha ha ha, we can drive up the Chrome numbers. They don't care.
No.
And Chrome isn't able to go in, march into YouTube's office and say like, hey, YouTube, be sure to slow down everybody else but not the Chrome browser.
Yeah.
So this is just one of those things that's not very good design on the part. Maybe a little too much dog fooding, where they did all the testing in Chrome and didn't do enough did not pay enough attention to the alternative browsers. Maybe there's a little corporate pride involved. But whatever the reason, I don't think it's conspiracy, but I also think it's not good. And you know, I don't know, lazy seems maybe harsh, but it's fixable. This should not be a problem.
No. And I love the idea that YouTube could walk down the hall and talk to those guys. And they, sorry, I'm in a meeting with Gmail. You're going to have to wait a minute.
Yeah, and then, it's all just one person.
Yeah. Later on. Yeah. Docs has an appointment at 2, so you're going to have to hurry up.
Mr. Tube to you.
Yeah.
Mr.
Tube. Androids after you. So get in here. Anyway, well, this is all
That's what YouTube says to Facebook because it's older.
There you go. Nailed it. Speaking of deprecation. Let's talk later today on the Daily Tech News Show about all things technology. It's Wednesday. I'm on. I can't wait. It's been a long time since I've been on. I was super sick last week, but also it was my birthday, and it was supposed to be fun. Instead, I was in bed. And then the week before that was a national holiday. So I've really missed my time on there.
No kidding, man. It's been too long for you, too.
That sucks. So I'll be on today, and I'm very excited. Anything else we want people to know before you go?
You know, if folks don't know, I have my own YouTube channel, which may or may not load slowly for you. I don't know. At youtube.com/acedetect, A-C-E-D-T-E-C-T. And Theater Monkey and I have been putting together these short little videos that are targeted towards beginning users. So, you know, a lot of the stuff I do on Daily Tech News Show is moderate to sophisticated tech users. These are targeted towards beginners, and they're just short little videos called Ask The. So it's all about, you know, is Chrome OS any good, or how do I do a green screen? You know, real basic stuff. It doesn't get super complex, but you might want to check those out at youtube.com/acedetect.
Oh, that's fantastic. Go check that out. Tom Merritt, everybody, Ace Detect on Twitter as well. Let's talk later. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye, Tom.
His camera never worked.
That guy, he knows stuff.
Oh, he knows his stuff. He knows things. He knows stuff. He's the stuff knower.
He is a stuff knower and nice to boot.
Yeah, he is nice to boot.
Nice to boot.
You mean nice as well, but I also like
That's
kicking,
right,
I like
well.
Kicking him in the butt. I like doing that. Nicole Spagnuolo.
Here's $5. Don't tell your brother.
Yeah, don't. Keep it to yourself. We're going to make it happen with our good buddy Nicole right now. Oh, Nicole. Nicole Spagnuolo all the way from Colorado. Hello, how are you?
Hi, is my video working?
It is indeed. You look
cool. God, this is not the day I wanted to work.
You have cool hair. I like it.
No, I've just been all over the place. Yeah. You know,
I meant to have, I was going to have Kim cut my hair right before she left because I got this problem going on right now, but
it's very spiky.
I don't know how you guys, I don't know when I say you guys, I don't know how the women of my life take care of that stuff. I don't get how you do it. Or, you know what? Dunaway, for that matter.
It's a look daily thing. I feel like shaving my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how you guys do it. I need to, short as it for me. I can't do anything.
Like, every woman identifies with what Britney Spears did to her head. Seriously. We all secretly want to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She just has the balls to do it.
Yeah. Balls. I mean, like, you only can control so many things in life, and shaving your head, that's one thing you can control.
That's one thing you control for sure.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Brian. Hey, we got hey, let's do final score.
Ready? Here we go.
Do the final score. What have you been playing this week?
Actually, what have you been playing, Nicole? I'm curious.
Absolutely
nothing at all. Eh?
Solitaire, a mobile iOS game that I absolutely adore called Solitaireka.
Oh, Solitaireka is one of my favorite iOS games ever.
Oh my god, it's such amazing.
It's
game.
Good. It's great on PC as well. That is a fantastic game. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I've recommended it on the show before, but this is a good time to remind everybody out there listening. And I think it's on Android now. It wasn't originally, but you can get Solitaireka for like $1.99 or something, and no micropayment crap. Yeah. It is the most
like
fun
once you
take.
Beat all the so classes, good. Then you can pay, I think, 99 cents to get 4 more classes.
Yeah, like it's like expansion content, basically.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly worth it to do that. It's awesome. I'm
glad.
Well,
and the developer, he is just a single developer. Mm-hmm. One of the guys on Twitter said, hey, that's my... I think it was his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He quit his job to start making games, and this is his little game.
Well,
so.
It's extremely well made, and people should play it. And it's also based on the Unreal Engine, which is crazy. Anyway, That's all fantastic. Anyway. It's time for recommendals. We talk about stuff that's streaming that we recommend. Ibbit's, of course, not here, so I'm going to start this week. And Dunaway, I didn't even warn you, so it may just be you recommending something you've seen recently. But I'm going to play a clip. This is part of a trailer for what I'm going to recommend this week. I just got into it. It's a TV show. It's on Netflix. I may be two episodes in, but already it's kind of my thing. So here's a taste of it via the YouTube trailer.
MASH.
Whoop, it didn't play. Hold on. Why I want to play? Yeah, MASH. I have been watching a lot of MASH for whatever reason. MASH is part of my life. Okay, here we go.
Life can be dangerous when you're a dark tourist. My name is David Ferrier, and I've always been drawn to the weirder side of life. So I've decided to investigate dark tourism, a global phenomenon where...
All right, good enough.
Weird, dark tourism. Mm,
the dark tourist, it's called. Well, it's just dark tourist.
Is this a British documentary type thing?
Ish. Well, he's from New Zealand. It's easy to get him confused. And the reason that a lot of people may hear his voice and go, oh, I know that guy. Why do I know that guy? He is the documentarian filmmaker who made that Tickle movie that was on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
That weird...
That was so good.
What a weird, awesome documentary that was. But it was really, really well made. And one of the things I admired about it, aside from all the cool things that it was as a documentary, was his style is very, how do I put this? He comes off as very nebbish and quiet and not very in your face, but he will not leave until you answer the questions. Like, he's really good at, like, getting out of you what you want to hear, you know, what we actually need to learn from the documentary. He's brave in that regard. And I like that style a lot. So Netflix gave him a series, and it's called Dark Tourist. And what it is, it's basically episode by episode, him going to really weird parts of the world. Some of them happen right here in the U.S., and it's just stuff you never hear about, like underground tourism stuff that nobody knows about. For example, they go to Brazil, to Medellin. That sound familiar there, Dunaway? Remember that?
Yes, I do. Obsidian.
That's where O lived, or does live. But that was where Pablo Escobar was based and built his cocaine empire. And one of his top hitmen, still lives down there. His name is Popeye. And this guy's killed like 180 people by himself. He's chopped people up. He's done all these horrible things.
With or without spinach.
No spinach involved. No spinach involved. But he did all these horrible things, and now he's like a popular, at least down there anyway, a popular YouTuber and a stop for a lot of these dark tourist sites. So people will come and listen to him talk about these old days, about what kind of assassinating he would do and what it was like to work with Pablo Escobar. So it's that kind of stuff. It's, you know, a little darker, a little weirder. Definitely things you're not going to see on Bourdain or see on... I don't know, one of these tourism food shows.
So, like, what's the tourism part of it? Like, go see where this guy killed 150 people.
Well, in that case, that's what that was. It was like these locations. Like, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but like, and it's in that show, what's it called? The other Netflix show that's the dramatization of the Pablo Escobar stuff. Anyway, he built his own luxury prison to serve out a sentence in, because... That sounds crazy, but it totally happened. So he built his own prison so he wouldn't get extradited to the United States, had all his top men stay in this prison with him. It's now kind of in ruins, so that was a stop on this little tourism trip to do all this Pablo Escobar stuff. He hung out with a Pablo Escobar lookalike who might actually be down to some really dark, shady stuff in real life, and like just weird stuff like that. Then he ends up in Japan, and he tours this hotel that's run entirely by robots. And it's stuff like that, like weird, off the road, not part of your mainstream family fare when you go on a vacation. That's what he's aiming to do, and he's always looking for the weirdest stuff. So I really like it a lot. I think it's good. It's his style, which I also like already. It doesn't feel like some reality TV crap. It feels like a well-made documentary television series, and... I think it's super interesting, and I hope they keep making it.
It's almost like he's found his little niche.
Yes.
Like taking something that you don't really think about too much and then kind of diving into it.
Yeah, and looking like the biggest nerd while he's doing it. Yeah. Like, he's just skinny millennial, you know, half bearded, wears shorts a lot, socks are a little too high. He's just kind of a nerd. And yet he's drawn to these sort of macabre things, and it's great. I really like it a lot. If you're into that stuff at all, I think you'd have a good time with it. So it is called Dark Tourist. It is a Netflix original and is currently available on said service. All right.
Okay.
Nicole, cool. Take it from there. All right, what do you got?
I will send you my clip, okay. Scott. Brian, don't look. You'll try to guess it.
Okay, yeah, I won't look.
Okay, don't
only
look.
Play like the first 30 seconds of it, okay?
Okay, I can do that. Here we go. Pushing play.
Perhaps every day before now has, for the most part, been humdrum and inane. Your life a mundane, unvarying slog through unfulfilling jobs, shallow depression, and boring, boring sex. Suddenly, today, everything changed.
Did you see an animal?
Said they found paw prints.
Like a dog?
No. Also, you're fired.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds. That, Frodo's in it.
Yes, that was, what the hell is his name?
Sam. I don't mean to, Mr. Frodo.
They look like they're about to kiss in that movie. Anyway, what's his name? Jim Bob, Flim Flam.
I have it on the tip of my tongue.
Joseph Gordon Fremont.
No! Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood, that's it. Joseph Gordon Fremont. All right, so any guesses, Dunaway? Does that sound familiar to you?
Oh, no, not really.
I see the name now, so I'd be cheating.
I don't know that one at all. That was
I'll give you a hint. Did you like
What is with us today?
What's it called? That's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books. Did you enjoy
those?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. I can see this now. I know what you're talking about. I've seen
he's a detective.
Is it on the Amazon Prime? Because it always seems like I see it.
I don't know. I'm watching it on Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu.
Maybe that's where I saw it at.
All right, he gives up. It's Dirk Gently's what? It's Dirk Dick Gently.
Dirk Gently.
Dirk Gently's, it sounds like a porn, by the way. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective.
Wow, yeah, that's hard to detective. Say without being more porny, sure enough.
Agency.
Yeah, no, it's based on the other series of books that he made.
Yes.
And they're like these funny detective novels. How is it? Because I've been super curious.
So, I have been seeing people recommend this over and over and over again, like in the tadpole, somebody would be like, I need something light. I need something funny. I need something that I don't have to really think about. And this comes up a lot. And I'm like, I need to just watch it.
Yeah. What'd you say?
But it is light and it is funny. But it's, he's a detective. He's solving crimes and everything is connected. That's the whole premise of this. And I've only watched the first episode because I'm waiting for Mark to finish watching the first episode, because I watched it first. And I was like, oh, hell, we have to watch this together.
Don't you hate that? I do this too. I'll discover a thing I know
so
Kim's going to
like. He caught up last night.
Hate that. Oh,
yeah. I'm watching The Punisher with my significant other. And we're like on episode 3. I'm like, hurry up.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Making your wife catch up is the worst. Yeah. Anyway.
So anyway, the clip you heard was kind of the setup of Dirk Gently meeting Elijah Wood's character, and Elijah Wood has a lot of weird stuff kind of in his history, and you're kind of peeling back those layers. But he works as a bellhop at a hotel, and a really horrific murder happens in this hotel, and there's just weird. It's all weird, and I love weird. And there's like supernatural stuff going on, and you're like, who the heck is this Dirk Gently? But he seems like he knows everything. And then later on, you get introduced to a crazy assassin. And again, it's all connected.
Is Elijah Wood is Dirk Gently?
No, he is not. He is basically the support of Dirk Gently. He's going to be an assistant.
Okay.
Is he wearing a dog? Costume?
No,
that's Wilfred.
Oh, that's Wilfred. That's right.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do have a recommendable, by the way.
Because that's a whole nother British then made for America thing that he's in. It's interesting to see Elijah Wood do a bunch of these, you know?
Someone in the chat room told me, said Matt just said, no more seasons of Dirk Gently has been canceled.
Oh, no, that's no good. Mark, I blame Mark. Yell Mark's name. That's who we should blame. That
so
sucks.
There's two seasons of this show. I'm like I said, I just start season one.
Maybe somebody will pick it up. Maybe Hulu or somebody. I don't know who's originally putting it out, but that's, you know, been known to happen.
It's a BBC show, so we're very British. Not British, because the other one was New Zealand.
That's our tagline, isn't it? BBC, we're very British.
Yeah, we're very British here. we're literally the British Broadcasting Company. Or corporation or right. whatever they're
about to paste mine into the Discord if you look away.
That's fantastic.
Hey, Coverville's in the chat room.
He is. He's been here every day. So I think he's just in his basement listening to us and he didn't really go.
You're right. I'm taking a break.
To Philly.
Taking a break.
It wasn't. It was probably just that the joust he played and sent me the high score on was like on his computer. He was just using MAME. all right, I'm gonna play Brian's little clip here. I love that you sent one. I have no idea why this won't click though. Why? What's the deal? Hold on. Sorry, my mouse apparently has decided it doesn't want to work anymore. What the heck? Okay, let's unplug and plug back in. Okay, now we have.
That always works.
It actually did. Literally did. All right, here we go. I'm hitting play. Let's see what we got here.
Be gone from this house.
Okay. Following is based on real people and events. I'm just going to read that part.
Throughout history, folklore has given a voice to our fears. I'm Aaron Mankey. And this...
Stop!
Oh, I'm...
is lore.
Stop!
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Ah!
It's lore.
Yeah.
It's lore.
Surprise. It's lore.
It's lore.
I finally got to see it. This was this came out 2017. It's been a podcast for a good while, but the series on... Amazon Prime is a nice little add-on because you have some halfway decent actors and actresses in there portraying these lores that were told. And
the animation is pretty cool too.
The animation is a lot of fun. It really is.
So is it? So some people, and I've heard this from a whole bunch of people. The podcast was popular. People liked it a lot. Thought it was really well produced and everything. And then they made this deal, and some people don't like it as much as the podcast, and I'm curious, is that because the podcast forced you to use your imagination more, and this is all very visual? Is that the deal?
Exactly. I think that's exactly probably the main complaint, because lore, it is very atmospheric in an audio form, and it allows you to use your creative mind, and you can envision all these wild things, whereas a little more spoon-fed in the TV series. But I think they seem to always cast some pretty good actors for the parts.
Yeah.
And there was only six episodes so far in the first season. No, I'm wrong. It was six. And I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it.
All right.
A pretty good bit. All right. Yeah. And when I got through with that, I went ahead and hopped over onto this stupid show that is, what is it? It's like a fact or fiction kind of thing.
Yeah.
I always enjoy those.
You do like those, don't you? You probably like those terrible History Channel documentaries that are all about alien crap and all that.
Did you watch Ripley's Believe It or Not?
You sound like a Ripley's fan. That's what you sound like. I did too. Yeah. You know why? Because I had that one push-up hand guy talking all the time. What was his name?
He was a city slicker. What was his name? And he did the push-ups at the Academy Awards. Come on, I can't think of his name. Ibbet, he's so old.
Ibbet does a really good impression of him, but he's not here to do it.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, old man.
Jack Palance, that's it.
Jack, I knew there was a Jack in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
I say that every time I blow a tire out.
I really enjoy when Riker did his Beyond Belief Factor Fiction. That was also.
Oh yeah, remember? Oh, I forgot about time. That. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jonathan Frakes right after.
Yeah, yeah.
Right after TNG or something.
Yep.
And what that was a syndicated thing or something. But yeah, I love that. Yeah. I always like when they do that. And didn't Dean Cain for like a hot minute try to revive?
He did.
Yeah. That was cool.
He did. We forget which one he did. But yeah, all those kind of shows like In Search of, Beyond Belief, Factor Fiction, those kind of shows, those are good digestible episodes for me.
Yeah. Good stuff to have on in the background now, even. I like it. Mm-hmm. Well, all right there. We've all done our jobs. Nicole Spag will, under that name on Twitter, will retweet these things. So that's the nice thing.
Will.
We talk about it on the show, and it's great and everything. But what really matters is you guys tracking this stuff down and consuming it yourself and deciding if you like it or not. And even though Dirk Gently is getting canceled, I'm absolutely going to check it out because
you would like it.
I love Douglas Adams, and I read those books, and I love them. And why haven't I watched the show? So I'm going to definitely check it out and see if Frodo's any good in it. I guess that's it. Nicole, anything else?
This call was horrible, by the way.
Oh, was it?
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, you sound good on our side. You sound great over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Everybody's robotic, and I'm like, I don't know what.
Yell Mark's name. He'll fix it.
Mark! Poor Nicole.
I don't know.
Worst.
She had some weird upload, maybe. Or download? Yeah, her upload's good. Her download's bad.
Right. She was trying to pitch those Bitcoins in for that scam she's paying for.
Yeah, that's how it works. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, there he is. There's Coverville doing his impression. Like a rat in a maze.
Oh, is that a Jack Palance?
Yeah, don't I have? I think I have that.
You probably do.
Maze. Like, let's see. Maze.
You people amaze me.
No, that's me.
Yeah, that's
different.
It. That's him.
No, that's maybe. Yeah, amazed with the rare.
Wait, when are we gonna sack the City Slickers? When are we gonna go out and buy the DVD? And that movie, did it hold up? I don't know. It was huge when I was a kid.
I'm gonna take a wild guess and say that it's not nearly as good as we think it is.
We got to watch part two. I don't think.
You can't do one.
Yeah, can't do one.
Why?
It's too well beloved.
It is too. We got to be careful with that stuff. If it's well regarded, we have to tiptoe. We have to be careful.
I don't think anyone.
We're still going for the full swordfish this week, despite the fact that my illness delayed us.
Oh yeah. Did you actually get to watch it? I know it takes a lot of work.
No, I was so fevered up, I just couldn't. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't play video games.
The perfect time to have watched it though, being sick.
It was bad. I tried to. I did start a series that Ibbot recommended called. What did I watch? That's my brain is so fried from that time. I started watching Halt and Catch Fire. Which I think is really good. He was right to recommend it. It makes me nervous, though, that show. And I think I have a theory as to why. I told him this over text. I'll repeat it here. I think it's because I lived through a lot of that. I was around the computer and IT world in the early 90s in a pretty heavy way. And so watching a show that's chronicling that explosive move from IBM to Apple to clones to Compaq to, you know, that whole era somehow makes me really anxious because I remember being there. I know that's weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
No, it's not. I think it's true of any time you're watching a documentary about what was going on because your mind is just so engaged trying to figure out, no, that's not how it happened. Or is that how it happened?
Yeah.
And so you're totally distracted and probably anxious from, you know, the enjoyment of it.
Yeah. And where something like Mr. Robot is so dystopic, you'd think, oh, well, that should depress you, Scott, or that should make you anxious. It doesn't, because it's got kind of the supernatural quality to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's fantasy, and this is super based in reality, and this company they're all working for in this first season is based on Compaq. Like, it's all based on actual things that happen, and it's even in Texas and everything. It's crazy. And Lee Pace is just a freak show, that guy, man. He's not the pie maker anymore. He's weird. I like him, though. Anyway, there's that. We're done. That's the end of the show. Brian Dunaway, I can't thank you enough for being here, man.
We'll see. Keep going.
You were a pleasure, as my dad would say, to have on the show.
I always enjoy coming on anytime Coverville is not here and I am available, which is most of the time.
Yeah,
you know I'll be here.
Yeah, well, this week it's nice to be able to thank you and thank Justin and thank Steven for stepping in, sitting in. Ibbot will be back tomorrow. Should be back today, actually. I think he's home today. And we will have a normal reunitive sort of Thursday sort of thing tomorrow. So that'll be fun. Looking forward to it. So today
and
I'm on
next
DT.
Week.
Oh, yeah, next week. Oh, the Boop Show will be back next week. Don't you worry. Mm-hmm. In fact, that was not canceled because of me this last time. It's because you were busy, and that's fine. Once in a while it happens, guys. We get busy. But that'll be back next week. I got all kinds of stuff to say about the big update they put out yesterday for No Man's Sky.
Oh.
Yeah. That might actually be a video game now. So
it should.
Worth talking about. And I also got completely hooked on a thing that I swore I was never going to play. So we'll talk about all of that on the Boop Show next Monday. That's up on the schedule if you want to check it out at frogpants.com/boop. And what else? Today I'm on Daily Tech News Show. I'm on... there's so much today. What else is after that? There's other things. I can't even think of them all. Oh, I know. Core is tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly something else. Maybe they got moved. No. Core. Yeah, Core's on tonight. Anyway, whatever. Full schedule. So check it out. Hang around. Be here. Don't away anything else before we go, before we leave that you should mention.
Wow. I just want to say thank you to the Tadpool and these guys. It always makes it a lot of fun coming on here. Getting the feedback from all the listeners is such a loving community.
Yeah,
love it.
It's pretty
good. You harvested something nice here, Scott.
Yeah, it's not bad. Keep watering it and it grows. Hey, M. Humphy 23 or however your name goes. What's that solitaire game again? It's called Solitarica. You should go get it.
Yes.
It's real good. And if you prefer PC over phones, it's great on Steam as well. So you can get it there. And it's on Mac and PC and Linux. So there's all those. All right. I think that's it. Let's get out of here. Now, normally I get an indie thing from Brian to play. And today I didn't get one. But then I noticed during the show, he did send one. But by then, I hadn't had time to A, prep that file, or B, change the thing I have prepped. So I'm sticking with what I have. And then that indie thing we'll probably just do tomorrow. So here's what we're doing instead. And I'm so excited about this. Oh, yeah, that's right. The return of Scott playing yet another cover of Africa. Now.
Oh, no.
Now, before I do it, let me give you a little background on this particular cover. I don't know a huge amount about it, except it comes from an album called Guilt by Association Volume 2. It is in the genre of rock and roll. And this one's by the artist Lowry. And that's all I know. What matters most is that it's an Africa cover. And if you don't know what Africa is, well, then you're a horrible Toto fan and you should be ashamed of yourselves. So we're going to play that here in a second. Before we go, though, don't forget to vote for show titles over at frogpants.showbot.tv. You can do that right now if you're watching live. This is not one of my decks. Someone asked earlier, this deck of cards I've been messing with. This is a sample deck from the printer that I've been evaluating today to make sure we're on track for quality for all of the non-main decks. So anyway, that's what that is. Deck gently. Private eye. Anyway, what else? Oh, go to frogpants.com/TMS. That's our website, and there will be linked our Patreon, as well as you can go there straight to patreon.com/TMS. Supporting the show helps it stay on the air, so we appreciate all your support for the show, and if you haven't yet done it, consider it. Become part of the club. And what else? TheMorningStream@gmail.com. You can find Brian Dunaway at TheBrianDunaway on Twitter. You can find me at Scott Johnson. You can find Brian Ibbett at Coverville. You can find the show at Morning Stream. I think that's it. Thanks again for being with me, Brian.
Oh, absolutely, man. Let's do it again.
Real soon. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
Here's your song. It's Africa. We'll see you tomorrow.
Only whispers of some quiet conversation. some time to do the things we never
of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I want a way to go back in